When we left Joey and Alicia, they were arguing over what the family should do for fun. Let's see if they found a way to agree.
Well, what are we going to do?
Not flag football. It's just too hot today.
Well, not Legos or video games. Sitting around all day isn't my idea of fun. We have to do something, though.
Yeah, you're right about that. Maybe we could do both, just not as long. Like in the morning, it'll be cooler, so we could play football then.
That would be okay. After football, I'll be ready to sit around a little.
They shook hands on it and told their dad their idea. God made Joey and Alicia different, but he also made it possible for them to get along. Peacemakers learn to work out their problems and conflicts. Home is a good place to start learning how to be a peacemaker. Maybe you need to explain to others why something is important to you so they can understand too. Conflict can bring good change. God tells us in Romans 8:28 that we know that for those who love God, all things work together for good. When you have a conflict with someone, you need to ask God, how do you want to bring good out of this? There may be something God wants to change in your life or something new He wants you to learn. Ask God, am I being selfish? Am I being lazy? God, are you teaching me to be more kind? Show me what you want me to do. If you have believed in Jesus as your Savior, conflict can help you change and become more like Him. But maybe you've never believed in Jesus as your Savior. Each one of us is born with a want-to sin. Sin is conflict with God's laws. It's wanting your own way instead of God's way. God is perfectly good. He cannot ignore sin, so He has a punishment for it. The punishment for sin is separation from God forever. But God loves you so much that He sent His own perfect Son to take your punishment. The Bible says that Christ died for our sins in accordance with the Scriptures, that He was buried, that He was raised on the third day in accordance with the Scriptures, and that He appeared. Jesus suffered and died on a cross. He became your peacemaker with God by dying to pay for your sins. He was buried, then on the third day He came alive again. Because Jesus died for you, God is willing to forgive all your sin, and you can be part of His family to have a friendship with Him. Will you believe today that Jesus died to be your peacemaker with God? The Bible says, "But to all who did receive Him, who believed in His name, He gave the right to become children of God." You can put your trust in Jesus right now to be forgiven of your sins and have a forever friendship with God. When you believed in Jesus as your Savior, how many of your sins did He forgive? All of them. He wants you to forgive others too. Ephesians 4:32 says, "Be kind to one another, tender-hearted, forgiving one another, as God in Christ forgave you." Is that easy to do? No. But you can do all things through Christ because He has the power to help you, and He will help you forgive someone who has been mean to you. So what will you be? A peace breaker? Someone who won't agree with others? Who wants their own way? Who won't forgive? Or a peace faker? Someone who says everything's fine, but inside is angry and resentful and hateful? You won't say the mean words, but you think them instead and have bad thoughts about others. Or a peacemaker, someone who talks to God when there is conflict, asking God for help to change your heart and to talk to the other person or forgive them. Take some time today to tell God which person you want to be and ask for His help.
Thanks for joining us this morning for Good News Radio, a ministry of Child Evangelism Fellowship. To hear this week's episode again or to find out more about Good News Radio, text CEF to 855-592-5536 or visit walkfm.org. Tune in next week for another exciting episode of Good News Radio.